Guys, the things, the conversations that you're all having, you know, are, they're important. And, you know, we're so much all more connected than we ever thought. At least maybe just, I should speak in I feel connected to people in a way that I've never felt that connection. And I really think it's because of one of my greatest mentors taught me and really, really helped me so much fall madly in love with myself. And it's, of course, a big process. But as I love myself more and more, I tend to find the connection between all things better because I feel connected and versus separate. And the mentor that taught me that is Rhonda Collier. And she's amazing, and I'm so grateful for her. And every time she talks, she's just this open channel, it seems like, and I learn every time. And so it's just an honor to have her on the call with us. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, Lenny. Thank you so much. Oh, yes, yes, open channels. It's good to be open, isn't it?
Yes.
So good to be open. You know, I had a moment in my life, and it was a really painful moment many moons ago, and in that moment, he cracked me open, you know, and I went in, and it's interesting because I was always into personal growth, you guys. You know, I was always on this journey of growing and learning and, you know, improving myself, not necessarily from a standpoint that I was broken, that there was something wrong with me, although probably in my 20s I did feel that way when I started my personal growth journey. But I learned, you know, quickly that, you know, I wasn't broken. You know, I was just unlearning some stuff and remembering the truth, you know, and so I had this pretty painful experience. And matter of fact, it's what brought me to Isagenix. And anyone that's on the phone call today that had painful experiences and really painful experiences, and you remember the good in it and the gifts in it and how it took you in the direction you needed to go, it's almost like a parent, you know, that, you know, when the child is going to, you know, walk off and maybe, you know, go do something that might be really painful for that child, the parent's got to correct it, you know, and the child doesn't like it. You know, and it doesn't want to go in the direction the parent wants it to go in. And that's really the journey of understanding that our lives are, you know, I just came in believing this way, Lenny, that my life is always evolving, you know, and it's always, I'm being guided, and everything that's happening is for the highest and best good. And even if I don't like it, I don't know where that belief came from, but I'm sure glad I have it. And I cultivate it all the time, you know. So what happens is for me is meditation. I want to talk about it for a second. I just spent an evening talking with one of my friends that went and did Vipassana, which is a really, really amazing experience that I'm going to do. And check this out, you guys. If you haven't heard of it, Vipassana is 10 days of silence. And meditation, and there's some instruction, and there's a little bit of discourse, but you're not reading, you're not speaking, you're not looking anybody in the eye, and ultimately, you're going in, you're going in, and you learn, excuse me, a little bit, I'm sure so you learn how to do some of this meditation, and you don't sit for like 12 hours a day, you guys, you maybe sit for an hour. When I say sit, I mean you do a meditation. And then you get up and move, and you might do some yoga, go for a walk, have a bite to eat, you know, come back and do another, you know, sit. And so you're moving and sitting and moving and sitting, but you're not speaking. And I've had a lot of friends that have done it now, and I know a lot of people that are doing it, and they're having these massive breakthroughs with themselves, of course, and really, really finding, you know, the answers that lie within us. And so I'm excited about that. And the more that I take the time to connect, and whether that's prayer or meditation, but just sitting and being quiet, and I just focus on my breath, and that helps my mind settle down a little bit. And Lenny, I know you're really taking this on, so, you know, if you want to speak to any of this a little bit, but I just know one thing. Here's what I know. All of our answers lie within us. You know, everything that we're seeking, we have. We're seeking joy, peace, happiness, ecstasy. We already have it. It's already there. And it's interesting. So, Lenny, I just want to bring you in for a second if you want and just kind of talk, because this is all relatively new to you, this meditation stuff.
Oh, my gosh. You've really helped me so much with this. It's like, I'm so excited you're talking about it. And, you know, you said something earlier I want to bring up that really helps me. You said that your early job and your job always is to unlearn the lies and open up and accept and learn the truths, the truth that's always been there. I really believe at this point in my life that, you know, I talked a lot about yoga, and that's not where I'm going, but yoga opened me into a world that I started to meditate a little bit, and I think that's my big focus right now, because when I'm meditating and letting all the scattered, frantic thoughts that have always been running in my head, I gently and lovingly allow them to go away so I can sink down into my soul. And I do what you said. I'm getting it. I'm so excited. And I think a lot of people are tracking on this call right now. When you quiet that mind, even if it's for 20 minutes, I have this really cool 20-minute insight timer. It's a free download. And it's got this chakra bowl. And it counts down 5, 4, 3, and it hits this bowl. And then it just counts for you. And nothing, no sound. Because one of the meditations I'm doing right now just happens to be nothing, not guided, and just clearing my mind. And Rhonda, man, you have taught me so much about this, and it's really helping me be so much calmer and happier. I'm just so excited to unlearn every lie, and I think I can do it there. And one more thing, you know, we all have multi-million dollar ideas in us, every one of us, because we're connected. And the way Russell Simmons, the guy who's wrote that really cool book that I've been devouring called Success Through Stillness, Meditation Made Simple, he says that imagine this, like you're in the ocean and the small fish are on top, but the big, beautiful, pure fish are down at the bottom. And now compare the fish to ideas. The little ideas are at the top. And we're always so busy, we never slow down. We're just trying to take care of this email, and we're responding to things. But if you sink down just for a second, and you go down in 10, 15, 20 minutes, you go down to the deep ideas, the pure, big, brilliant ideas, and they just come. I never knew this secret. I didn't know that's why people were meditating. I just never put it together. So, Rhonda,
wow,
I mean,
yes, they
what
are.
Do you think?
Yeah. you know, it's really profound, and I want to say that, you know, there's lots of studies, you guys. One I'm looking at that Harvard did. Check this out. I mean, this is a big deal. And even Dr. Bill Andrews, our telomerase expert, our anti-aging, you know, genius, you know, he's right up there, you know, isogenics, you know, exercise and meditation. This is anti-aging, you guys. This is the body. And yes, you know, there's studies now that said that, you know, that people that did 12 minutes daily of yoga meditation for 8 weeks increase the telomerase activity by 43%. They're measuring this stuff, you guys. 43%. Now, a lot of you might be wondering, like, how do I get started? Remember the one that we listened to, Lenny? It's called Headspace.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one.
Yeah, it's called Headspace, and you can download this app. And then Lenny, I showed Lenny Headspace, and then he showed me Om Harmonics, which I listen to almost every night now. And that's a sequencing of frequencies that help us kind of, you know, let go and tune in. And, you know, I call it tap in and tune in and turn on. I mean, it's good stuff, you guys. And here's the reality. There's one thing I want to say before we wrap up. Because I want to tie this back to your isogenics business for you. And you know, yes, you're healthy. Your body is probably one of the top things for your isogenics business. And then, you know, ideas and peace and you know, having inspiration and taking action from inspiration versus desperation, majorly powerful. So, but I want to talk about something that I was expressing yesterday, Lenny, which is this. After all these years, you know, one of the things I've really discovered about talking and doing three-way calls is my ability to let go of the need for the person to sign up, my ability to let go of the outcome, to need the person. Because if I'm willing to do a call and I'm in a very powerful place, meaning I believe with every cell in my body that this person is going to benefit from Isogenix in their body. I know it. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my belief. I'm a 100 on a scale of 1 to 10, that Isogenix will benefit them fiercely. And I believe before I start the call that they're going to buy it. They're going to do it. I see it. I feel it. I celebrate it. Okay, that's my journey. Now, when I do the call, I totally let go of needing it. So I'm in a very peaceful, excited place, and I don't need them to sign up. And I share my story, and I answer their questions, and I help them see that it is going to work for them. But here's the reality, you guys. When they feel that I need them, it doesn't feel good to people, you guys. They don't feel like you're there for them. It's like you're there for you. And when I don't need them, but yet I am convicted in what this is going to do for them, and I'm allowing it to be on their time, it's a really beautiful place. And I'm telling you right now, meditation and a lot of practice of talking to people really helped me get there. And it's a beautiful place because I used to be stressed when I did the call, and now I'm not. And it's a much better experience for everybody involved. And so I did a little training on that yesterday. If anybody wants to hear my little pep talk about how to do a three-way call and not be attached and how you can really have the most fun and the most incredible outcomes you've ever had, feel free to go to rhondacollier.com. And we do a morning call. It's called Playing the Field with the Pros. And all the recordings are listed up there. But anyway, that's it, man. It's really powerful. And talk about meditation. Let's talk about meditation and celebration. You know, because like celebration is going to be off the hook, good, yummy, exciting, and you know, to take a few minutes every day and connect with yourself and really be guided about what's the best use of your energy and which direction to go in at celebrations can be really powerful. So All I know is this, Lenny, the answers lie within. The answers lie within. The truth is there. And all I know is this. All the happiness I was ever seeking in my life, it never showed up at, you know, in a big fat bank account or in a relationship or in a new car or anything. Yeah, those were momentarily happiness. Sure, absolutely. But the deep, deep, deep happiness, peace, ecstasy, joy, gratitude, bliss, that's never ending, is way right here, right in my heart, right in my soul. So that's my call for today, and I hope everyone's feeling it. Because I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Everyone's feeling it. That was absolutely beautiful. I'm so excited about everything you just talked about because it's all coming true for me, and it's beautiful. And I just want to echo, when I love myself, then it's easier for me to love others, and that's one of the greatest gifts of this. And so let's take a breath all together as we get ready to exit and go out, our rock our day, because in this vibration, it's beautiful. So we're going to just, in a moment, we're going to take a breath in, not yet, but in a moment. So you can take a couple right now. Because Rhonda taught us that we go to unlearn the lies and learn the truth. I love that. I wrote that down here. And the only one I want to breathe in today is that whole notion that I'm not enough. That is the single thing keeping everybody back. Because when you tie into this, I am enough, everything shifts. So what I do is I breathe in something like that lie, right? Like I see it and I can heal it on my heart. So I imagine I'm breathing it in into my heart. My heart loves it, shines light on it in truth. And then I breathe out the truth in my exhale. And my truth is, I am enough. Let's just do that one time and then I'll unmute. So on three, we're going to breathe in. One, two, three. Breathe in, that whole, whatever that lie is, that somehow you're not worthy, hold it, that you're not deserving, that you're not enough, let it melt on your heart. And now let's all breathe out. I am. I am. I am worthy. I am enough. Rhonda, you're awesome.